Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And we have a brand new website. Seems like we change the website every couple of weeks. But why not? You know, I mean, Randy loves working on it. And he does all the work on it. It's a brand new website. It's not the drawing that we had up for a couple weeks or a couple months. And go to it. It's Tim Conway Jr., JR. The JR is abbreviated, or Jr. is abbreviated. TimConwayJR.com. And you'll see a character. Who did the caricatures there?
Gina did those. Those are South Park avatars.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And how'd you do that?
I South Parked you. I don't know. I just found it. Doesn't that look like you, Tim?
It does. It looks exactly like
that. The cigarette,
like
the cards, the beer.
Yeah, I'm enjoying myself. And then Gina Grad there, a little cross-eyed.
I got my phone screener gear on.
Yeah, and Randy Wang with his beer and his pot shirt and a little halo over himself.
Little angel gone bad.
Yes. But if you go to the website, you'll notice that it's filled with Randy Wang.
What are you talking about?
I mean, count how many times Randy Wang's name is on the website, all right? I'm going to, or name and or picture or caricature, okay? One, two, three, down at the bottom, on the right-hand side, Randy Wang attempting to eat the three bars of chocolate. Then on the left, another one. So one, two, three, four. Then your website, Mr. Fast Food, five. Let's see here. Then you go down a little. Randy Wang attempting, that's six. Watch Randy Wang, that's seven. Randy Wang attempts to eat three chocolate bars, that's eight. And then underneath, tags chocolate Randy Wang. You have nine mentions on the homepage of the website.
But it's everyone's like, on the website.
It's like it's the Randy Wang show.
It's not the Randy Wang show.
With myself and Gina Grad as your sidekicks.
Timmy, what are you talking about? You're talking about a couple of links right here, Randy Wang, the other one on the right
you
side.
You put the website together and you filled it with your name.
I didn't fill it with my name. I just built the website. It's a work in progress.
Do we want to count how many times my name is on the homepage?
Well, let's see.
Let's do it.
One.
Okay, one, two, and then on the right. Three at the bottom there. Three, four, five, and that's it.
But it's TimConwayJr.com. It's
it
not
doesn't
the Randy
matter.
Wang show. What
it
are you
doesn't
talking
matter.
About?
Six. It's on six times on the homepage. Randy Wang's on there nine times on the
but
homepage.
But you're just talking about links. And the one thing that's up
there's
there is
two
about
pictures
me.
Of you.
There's one thing about me, and that's the friggin' chocolate video that we just did 3 days ago.
Right.
I can't put that up
you're
on the website.
You're all over the website, dude.
People want to see the chocolate video. I'm not making the Randy Wang show.
Nine different mentions or pictures of Randy Wang on the homepage.
What do you think I'm doing? I'm trying to make this the Randy Wang show. I'm
yes,
trying to
that's what
sell
you're
myself
doing.
On the website. I'm not doing that. I'm just putting a website together.
Gina Grad's all over that website as well.
Well, I have a quick question.
Yes.
I don't have nearly as many mentions as Randy does. And I'm just wondering if we're trying to create traffic. Look, I know, you know, come on. I'm no supermodel. But if we're trying to create traffic, why would we have all these pictures of Randy and all these pictures of me?
What?
It's a work in progress.
We'd have more traffic if we put pictures of me up. Why is Randy, like everyone's going to come to check out how hot Randy is.
Gang, the two of you are lunatics. You see the name of the show?
The Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Thank you very much.
And who's right there? Conway Jr.
And I have the smallest character on there and no other pictures of me. It's just you. The whole website is Randy Wang.
No, it's not.
Why don't we just change the name of the show to the Randy Wang Show?
Because Jack wouldn't have that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's going to look at this and go, Jesus Christ, he's all over the place.
I didn't do this intentionally. I'm just building the website. There's links. There's a page for you, a page for Gina, a page for me. There's stuff from the Grammys. I didn't intentionally make this. Randy Wang here, Randy Wang there, Randy Wang there.
Randy, you're on the homepage nine effing times.
But
I'm on it five times.
Do you see
the point?
I didn't set out to do this on purpose.
Well, then you just sort of accidentally put it up there nine different times, right?
It's just the way it looks because there's the recent posts and the thing down there and the chocolate video, which
right.
is important.
You know, let's leave it to the audience. I only have to look at the website, you know, once every other day or so. The people watching, the people listening who are going to the website, do you think there's too much Randy Wang on this website? Go to it and check it out, TimConwayJr.com. Would you like to see more Randy Wang on the website or less Randy Wang on the website?
How about this, Timmy?
And more Gina Grad or less Gina Grad?
How about I put the goddamn drawing back up since you don't like my goddamn website?
Get out of here, you jackass. How about the picture of the chick with the tumor?
Oh, boy.
All right, here are the phone numbers. More Randy Wang, less Randy Wang. More Gina Grad, less Gina Grad. What would you like to see on this website? Since this website is up there for you, the listeners. It's not up for me or for Gina or for Randy. It's up for you. All right? What would you like to see on this website that's either not there, and or would you like to see less Gina Grad, less of Randy Wang, or more of those two? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Check out the website, timconwayjr.com. That's TimConwayJr.com. And you got to check out this huge tumor on this woman's face. It's about halfway down on the homepage. And this woman, who looks like she's probably doesn't live here in the United States of America, has a tumor on her neck that's bigger than her head.
Jesus Christ.
Now, I don't know about you, but when do you decide to go to the doctor and have the doctor take a look at the tumor? With me, I like it anything bigger than a pencil eraser, and I'm in the emergency room having it looked at. This woman has a 20-pound tumor on her neck. I mean, you know, what did she think? At 22 pounds, she's going to go have somebody take a look-see? You got to see the tumor on this broad. It is unbelievable. 20 pounds! Sitting there right on her neck. You know, you never really see that in the United States. You never see a person, you know, having a tumor the size of their body. Jesus Christ, looks like another human being on her.
Jesus Christ.
20-pound tumor there, right on your neck. How about reducing. This woman has a 20-pound tumor on her neck. She has a mustache and a haircut that looks like, she looks like, Lee Majors. She's like a man. How does this woman have sex? And how does this woman attract other men? Who can look past that? You're having dinner with this woman. You're dating. You're at Applebee's for riblets. And you look over and you see this massive tumor on this woman's neck. What else can you talk about? What can you ask her? Hey, did you like Bruce Springsteen at halftime during the... what's with your neck? Everything has to end with what's with your neck. Hey, did you see that Obama, they're going to pass the stimulus package and give almost $1 trillion to... What's going on with your neck? That has to be in every sentence. It's the only thing you'd be thinking. All right, the website, more or less of Gina and Randy Wang. Robert in Culver City on 97.1 FM Talk.
What's up, Timmy?
Hey, what's up with you?
Less Randy Wang, more Tim Conway Jr.
Thank you. Have you seen the website, by the way?
I'm on it right now.
Have you seen the tumor?
I'm looking at it right at it.
Holy Christ.
I don't understand what the hell that is.
I mean, you're sitting across that woman at dinner, and you know, first of all, you're grossed out. You couldn't even have riblets, and I love riblets.
I know.
From Applebee's. It's a awesome dish.
Yeah.
But Christ almighty, how is she getting guys?
I don't know, man. It looks like someone, I don't know, it's like crossing. I can't understand, Tim. I'm looking at it.
All right, dude, thanks for calling.
No problem.
Right. But, yeah, the tumor is worth going to the website just to check out this woman. Christ almighty. Let's talk to a Chuck in the harbor. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, Tim, how's it going? I'm doing fine.
All right, brand new website's up tonight. Randy did a great job putting his name all over it. What would you like to see on the site?
Well, Tim, you're the man. You're funny. You crack me up.
Thank you,
I'd rather look at Gina on the website.
All right, another vote for Gina Grab. Now, you can go to ginagrad.com and see all of her pictures. And there's some pretty hot pictures of Gina Grad on her website. And I'll tell you what my favorite is. I'm going to go to her website right now.
Oh, I'm very curious. See what you like.
All right. There's one you should take off there. But
oh, really?
Yeah. It's one that is no Buenos Dias.
Don't say it on the air. I'm curious.
I'll tell you what it is, if it's still on there. Yeah. Okay. Go to the pictures at ginagrad.com.
Oh,
I'll tell
no.
you the one you gotta remove.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
Is it the one in the yellow shirt that make me look like my no. breastises are around
it's
my...
21 out of 30.
Oh, okay. Let's see.
It is... The lower left-hand side, you got that pink shirt on? It's the one right above that with the black dress on.
Jesus Christ.
I think that's got to go. Doesn't flatter you there. But there's some great pictures of Gina Grad at GinaGrad.com and then click on photos. And the first one, top left-hand corner, that's the shot.
That's the money shot.
Yeah, that's the shot that should be on the homepage.
You don't like my cute... I think that picture's cute.
Yeah, it makes you look frumpy.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Doesn't it?
I guess.
I mean, look at you.
All right.
You know, but these other shots are great.
Thank you very much.
I mean, look at these shots. Gino, man. Some great shots up there. All right, the website is designed for you, not for us. And I think it's heavy Wang right now. I think it's really been wanged out.
Three mentions and it's heavy Wang. Three mentions.
Nine mentions.
We did a video
four days ago.
Times
on the goddamn homepage.
But there's only one post about me. That's the rest are links. My name's not just plastered over the website. But
it's all over the joint.
I'm going to go home and re-edit this website, and I'm going to put Randy Wang, Randy Wang, Randy Wang,
yeah,
Randy Wang.
Hey, you jackass. George in Boyle Heights, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what's up, Timmy?
Hey, dude.
You're a stud, dude.
Thank you, man.
I gotta see more Gina, man.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right, buddy. Agree with him.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know what we got to do is put Gina's picture all over the website. We have a male audience. They don't want to see you eating chocolate bars. Well, they want to see this one over here.
Then go to GinaGrad.com.
Nah, please. All right, folks, this is not a repeat of last night's show, but we've got ourselves a high-speed pursuit again. All right? It's in the El Sereno area. It's on Channel 9, and it looks like an older blue van that's running away from the coppers. And we're going to have the audio here for you in a second, but flip on Channel 9. They cover these chases better than anybody. They usually have two camera angles. And if they have to go to Channel 2, they'll take it on Channel 2. If they have to put Letterman on for their 11:35 obligation, they'll flip back to Channel 9. And it is the home of the high-speed pursuit. And let's listen in to Channel 9 and more information on this high-speed pursuit.
Trying to stick with him, but now he's going to do a U-turn here on Huntington Drive here in the Alhambra, El Sereno area, and he's coming back down toward us here now, so we're going to have to maneuver around, get out of the way of the police helicopter, and see just where he decides to go next. It looks like he's kind of staying in this same general area, so maybe he's going somewhere familiar, as they often do, but we're not quite sure right now.
Gary, this looks like a pretty busy area. We see a lot of crosswalks, a McDonald's restaurant, some other businesses in the area.
Yeah, that's for sure. And now he's going back south on Eastern again. He's been on Eastern Avenue several times here, so that is somewhat indicative of trying to stay in a familiar area. But yes, that's right. There are restaurants and businesses. Fortunately, it's pretty cold out tonight, so most people are inside, but you just never know who might be out on these sidewalks as he blasts through these signals. And it's just a very dangerous situation. Again, reported as a stolen vehicle. We don't know much more about it than that. I don't know where it was stolen from or how it was initially reported or picked up by the police, but we can see that he's moving at high speeds again now, down Eastern Avenue again here, southbound, coming off Huntington Drive and heading back down toward the campus. He's just on the west side, will be, of the Cal State LA campus here. Ultimately, as he continues down. Now he's a little bit slower than he was, but again, just a very dangerous situation here, as all of these pursuits usually are.
All right, again, a high-speed pursuit on Channel 9. Flip your TVs on. We'll try to find out exactly where this guy is. Huntington Drive in El Sereno, off Eastern.
In some residential areas and surface streets, but he does seem to be slowing down around that curve. We don't know anything about who's in that car, how many passengers may be there as well, Gary.
Well, now we're just hearing them report that it is a single male, as far as they know. But, you know, a van like that closed in, that's what they're reporting there. But they're never really, really quite sure, unless perhaps they had stopped the vehicle and then it took off again. That's what we're hearing reported to be a single male driver and, again, a stolen vehicle. But, you know, they take all these things with a grain of salt when they get this information. They consider every one of these things to be a dangerous suspect because they just don't know what they're capable of doing.
You never can tell who's inside, who's behind the wheel. Gary, you did mention that they're not going to do the pit maneuver, at least not now, because of the high-profile vehicle. Is that because they are afraid it might tip over?
Yes, that's correct. That's a high center of gravity on there. Now we're at Eastern and Lombardi, and they say in this area there are family members waiting here. So apparently they've got some sort of contact with family members here. Perhaps they got him on a cell phone or whatever they're trying to talk him to. come home and give himself up. It's hard to say, but that's something we just heard. And yes, that high profile vehicle, because of that high center of gravity, if they go up there and tap it, it could very easily tip over and, you know, might create a danger to the officers as well. Plus, you know, it's just a not a good area for pit maneuver in here, close into residences and other vehicles. So a lot of factors involved, but that high profile is one of them.
And I guess with a higher profile vehicle, one of the options that would be open to them would be a spike strip, especially if he stays in the same general area, stays on the same streets, keeps going in a circle. They know more or less where.
All right, folks, if you're in this area of El Sereno, you can give us a better vibe of what's going on out there. Perhaps you live in that area. Maybe the chase just has passed you. You're driving in the area. Again, a high-speed pursuit going through the streets of El Sereno off of Eastern and Huntington Drive out there. I think that's close to the 110 and where the 710, I believe, comes to an end. But if you're in that area right now, call us and give us a first-hand or bird's-eye view or first-hand experience of what's going on out there. It is a blue van, and I believe the running away, I think it's LAPD that's behind him. Looks like LAPD. I don't think El Sereno has their own police department. But again, the phone numbers in Los Angeles and Southern California, 520-9710. And give us a first-hand account of what's going on out there. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Seems like with some regularity we have high-speed chases going on. Maybe it's the economy, or maybe it's the full moon, but something is making these people crazy. And last night's chase ended up with the guy killing himself in the car. And this chase, a blue van, looks like probably a 1980s Ford blue van running away from these cops. All right, let's clear the board here and just take calls from people in the El Sereno Lincoln Heights area. It's now moved into Lincoln Heights, and we'll join Channel 9 here to get some more information on this high-speed pursuit.
He makes a turn. He is turning. There's some interesting up. This is sort of a ramp. An up ramp here that takes him up to the northbound Soto, or he could possibly turn and go southbound on Soto there, so we'll see what he does.
And we're really close to Cal State LA at this point, right, Gary?
Well, we've actually moved away from it now. We've moved west from it quite a bit. This is Soto Street. We're just north of County General Hospital here, and now he's going back up north on Soto Street up here through this area, so generally working his way back up to the area where he was before, staying in this same general area, and so we're thinking he's trying to find some way to either get to a familiar area and maybe try to ditch the vehicle and get out, or again, they're saying that there are family members waiting for him back at that other location, and they are talking to him on the phone, so it's just hard to tell right now what his plans are.
And Gary, do they use negotiators when they talk to this driver on the phone to try and get him to give himself up?
Well, they might. I'm not quite sure who's talking. It might be family members that are talking to him because they did say earlier that there were some people waiting over there at Eastern, and I forget the other street now. But
this is where the chase is going on. It's right near the 5 and the 10, where the 10 and the 5 connect there. And you got USC Medical Center there, the University Hospital. And North Soto is where he's at right now. There's a great King Taco there on Soto. Maybe he's looking for the King Taco over there. But it's heading, well, let's go back to Channel 9 and see what's going on here. It looks like he might be getting on a freeway.
2 days, very different tactics that police and the agencies have been taking. You see the police units right on top of this green van.
Let's talk to Ariel here in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
You're in that area?
Yeah.
And
well, I'm a little bit south from him, but I saw him when he first got on the freeway on the 10 going east, and then he kind of connected to the 101, and then he exited in downtown.
Right. How many cop cars are following him?
Like 5.
Right.
Or earlier it was like 5.
Did you get a good look at the guy?
No, I couldn't. It was so dark, and the van, it looks like it has tinted windows. It's like a navy blue old Chrysler van.
Right.
And he was going fast. When he did the turn, he almost crashed into the into the center divider.
You live in that area?
No, I attend Cal State LA.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I was coming out of class when I saw him.
Excellent. What are you taking down there?
I'm taking anthropology classes.
Hey, a smart, smart chick down there.
I am. I'm a master's student. So I try to keep up with him. I wanted to see some action. Like last night, I missed it. So yeah. I followed him for a little while in my BMW. I was speeding down the 110. Boom, he got off. I got off too, but we lost him.
Ah, that's too bad. Yeah, I was involved with that chase last night. I got on that Highland in 101 right behind that dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah, good time.
It was a shame how it ended, though.
Yeah, it was. That guy shouldn't have killed himself. I mean, just over money? God almighty.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
money.
A shame.
God. All right, Ariel, congratulations in school. We're going to give you something here real quick. About this. Hey, a pair of tickets to see the 2009 Benchwarmer Valentine's Party. That's the model search this Thursday at Vanguard in Hollywood. Buy your tickets at wanttickets.com. All right, CBS Channel 9 is taking a break, so we're going to take a quick break and then come back with more of the high-speed pursuit going on in the Lincoln Heights area. And we'll tell you exactly where they're going so you can make sure the kids and the wife and everybody's safe inside. Lunatics are running around the city of Los Angeles, and we'll try to track them down for you. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. See, me and the boys, we don't like it, so we're getting up and going down.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. And I got a buddy that lives in the San Fernando Valley, lives in an apartment building. And the girl that just moved in next door to him, he met her today. She's about 23 years old, pretty hot. And he says it was a major turnoff, though, because she has a tongue stud. Got a hole in that tongue and a big old tongue stud. And it's weird because I talked to another friend of mine, and he can't wait to meet her. You know, guys are either really turned on by that or really turned off by that. But what the guy who is turned on by it says, that is her advertising that she does a certain sexual act. That is the advertising right there. So when they got that tongue stud in there, they're open for business. You know what I mean? Is that true? Is that why women have these tongue studs? If you have one, or perhaps you're thinking of getting one, tell us why you have it. And what the deal is, because it's painful to get, it's uncomfortable to wear. What's the upside? And is that you just projecting the fact that you will do a certain sex act and do it better than anybody else? Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710. You got a tongue stud, or you had one, or you're thinking about getting one. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. Now, Gina Gray, what does a tongue stud mean to you? I mean, when you see a girl, or you have friends that have them?
I have a friend
that has
one. You have
a friend that has one.
Yeah.
And why does she have it?
She thinks it's cute. But what they do is they clack it around in their mouth, and
it's
it makes
so
you want to shoot somebody.
Yeah, they bang it against their teeth.
Yeah.
But they do put a hole in your tongue.
Yeah. Which, sometimes it's more toward the tip, sometimes it's in the middle, depending on your tongue size.
Yeah. And if you've ever bitten your tongue, you know how sensitive it is.
Yes.
And it could hurt like hell. But when it's in there, what is she trying to tell everybody?
Open for business.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Open for business with anybody or just the right guy?
Well, you know, sometimes it's...
Looking.
Sometimes it's because the boyfriend requested it. Sometimes they're just trying to, you know, get a new one, lure somebody in, and that's a real easy way to do that.
Is that right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. All right, here are the phone numbers. If you have a tongue stud or you're thinking about getting one, I have some questions for you here. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, when I see a chick who has like a lip ring or an eye ring, that's a major turnoff. Maybe I'm just like a very conservative guy compared to a lot of people out here in Southern California. But there are some very attractive, there's a very attractive girl who works here at the station who has a little
lip ring.
lip ring. A lip stud. It's not even a lip ring. And then there's a chick who used to work here at the station who has like an eye ring where it goes right through her her eyebrow. And I'm thinking to myself, who the hell, who does that? I mean, who would want to, you know, are guys really attracted to that? I mean, are there enough guys out there who love the chicks have a hole in their eye and putting a ring in it? I don't know. But the tongue stud is different. I couldn't imagine sitting across from a chick and her banging that thing around in her teeth for, you know, an hour and a half. And you just want to, you know, reach in that mouth and just grab it and pull it out. Octavius, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Tim Conway,
hey,
man.
Hey, dude.
Big stud. You know the joke by Chris Rock. You could probably finish it for me. He said, if a girl has a tongue ring, she'll probably give you oral. But if a guy has a tongue ring, he'll probably give you oral.
Fantastic.
All right, dude. Thanks for calling. Daisy in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good, how are you?
All right. How old are you?
I'm 23.
23. Okay, you got yourself a tongue stud?
Yes, I do.
Congratulations. Where'd you get that?
I got it done at a tattoo place, in a piercing place.
How painful was it?
You know what? It didn't hurt.
Really?
It was just a quick pinch, and that's it.
Do they freeze your tongue before they do it?
No, they do not.
They don't? And they put it right in the middle?
Yes, they do.
And how big is the tongue stud? Is it the size of a pencil eraser?
Yeah.
Size of a little marble?
Yeah.
All right. And what's the dealer? Why did you get it, if you don't mind me asking?
For my boyfriend to pleasure him.
That's it?
Yep, pretty much.
All right. Now, if you guys ever broke up, would you take it out?
No.
You want it? You keep it in there full time?
Yep.
24 hours a day?
24 hours a day, no matter what.
And it doesn't bother you, like clicking around their teeth,
huh? It doesn't. It actually does not hurt one bit. I enjoy it in my mouth.
All right. Does it enhance the act that we're talking about?
Yes.
Yes, he's right next to me. He loves it.
Yeah, he can't wait to get home every night.
Yeah.
Did he pay for it, or did you pay for it?
I paid for it.
Excellent. All right, Daisy. All right, sounds like you have your head on your shoulders. I always thought that, you know, chicks that had these were crazy, but you sound like you're, you know, a pretty normal chick.
Yeah, I'm a normal chick.
Yeah, enjoying yourself. 23. Look at you. All right, thanks for calling, darling.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there she goes. Laura in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi.
Hey.
Good.
All right. And how old are you?
I am
18. And when did you turn 18?
In May 14th.
Okay, did you have the tongue stud before you turned 18?
Yes.
You did. And your parents are cool with that?
At first, no, but now, yes.
Yeah, so you didn't ask your parents if you could get it?
Yes, I did.
Oh, you did? And they said no?
At first, no, but then they said yes.
Okay. And it didn't hurt when you had it put in?
No.
Okay. And you're 18, you got that tongue stud. Yeah. And what is that? What are you trying to project on to other 19, 18, 20-year-old dudes?
To what?
What are you trying to say with that tongue stud?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Nothing else.
Big titty!
Let me talk to that dude.
Hello?
Hello, hey. Hey, so is this your girlfriend that has it?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, now, what is, when she says she's not trying to project anything, that can't be true.
That's what she says. I gotta trust her.
Yeah, but you know it's not true, right, dude?
For sure it's not true.
But that's your girlfriend. Aren't you afraid that other guys are going to look and go, hey, she's got a tongue stud, I'd like to try to get with her?
No, as long as she uses it with me, that's fine.
And it's a huge difference?
Big time.
Is that right?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Just have your wife get it.
Yeah, well, I think I'd have a tough time convincing J-Con to get her tongue pierced. All right, buddy, we thank you for calling. Let's talk to Danny in Moreno Valley. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Tim?
All right, man.
You doing all right tonight?
Doing all right.
Good. Yeah, it's a little off subject. My daughter, I'm calling on behalf of her. It wasn't a tongue stud, but it was a belly piercing. I remember taking her. She was 19 years old.
Right.
She got pierced, and she literally slid. And by the way, I got to say, I'm a major fan of your dad's. Oh, my God, I love
thank
him.
Thank you, dude. Appreciate it.
Oh, the
thank
dude
you.
Is just awesome. But anyway, she got pierced in her belly button, and she literally slid down the wall like slime and passed out and fell on the floor. Oh, my God, it was awesome. Wait, was awesome.
She was in that much pain?
Well, I know I have a major fear of needles, but when I watched her do this, it must run in the family, I guess. But
well, you know what? I don't know how she did it, because if I put my finger in my belly button, a shooting pain goes down my legs.
Oh, dude, exactly. I feel that, too. I feel that, too. But, I just remember that day. She just slithered down the wall. It was so hilarious, and I haven't let her live it down yet.
Good for you. I mean, you know, that might be the way to go. If your daughter wants one, have her go have a terrible experience with it, and she'll never want it again.
Yeah, she's let it go since. She doesn't have it anymore, so.
Right.
Yeah,
but she doesn't have anything else, any tattoos or?
She's got the tramp stamp, but, you know, I'm so against tattoos. I hate tattoos.
How many kids do you have?
I have three kids, actually. She's the oldest. She's 26 26 now, and I'm proud to say I have a beautiful granddaughter now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, she is so awesome, my little Paris.
When she started dating, how old was she, 15, 16?
About 15. Yeah, that's about right, about 15 or so.
Didn't you want to put your hands around every guy's neck that came into that house?
Oh, well, let me tell you, like I said, I'm a proud grandfather, but I got to tell you something. When I first found out that she was pregnant, I so regret it, but for 3 months, when the first night they called me on the phone and told me, she's pregnant, I shut her out for 2 months, and I so regret that so bad now. But it just, that was my firstborn, and she's pregnant, having a baby. Oh, my God, it just crushed me.
Is she married?
No, unfortunately, fortunately, she's left a jerk, and bad for my granddaughter, but better for her, actually. The guy was a total jerk.
Right.
They were together for quite a while after that, but...
Is he helping her out financially?
Not at all. The guy's just a total loser.
Right.
Total loser. Total. And he actually had a daughter from a previous girlfriend, which he'd done the same thing with her. It's a sad situation. But you know what? My daughter's doing awesome.
Excellent,
man. And my granddaughter's doing awesome. They're so happy. They're doing great, and everything's great. But,
yeah, that's terrific, dude. We appreciate
it. I remember that day, though, her sliding down the wall with that belly piercing, and I will never let her live that down. I told her she'd be sorry. Hey, any chance for those NASCAR tickets?
I don't know. Let me put you on hold with Gina, and she'll take care of you.
Oh, that'd be awesome. I'm a major NASCAR fan, and I'm a big fan. I listen to 97.1 all day.
Thank you, dude. Hold on 1 sec. Let me put you on with Gina and see if there's any more tickets to that event. I don't think there is, but maybe she can work some magic in there. All right, you got a tongue study. You know somebody who has it. What is that saying? Let's talk to Lori in Santa Clarita. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right, baby. How old are you?
I'm 38.
38. You sound like you're about 18.
Thank you.
And you have a belly button or tongue stud? What do you got?
I have a belly ring.
You do?
Yeah.
And why did you get that? What does that say about you?
Well, I just, decided one day that I wanted to get one, and I called my friend up, and I said, hey, let's go down to Hollywood, because I want to get my navel pierced. And she was like, are you beep? Crazy.
Right.
And I said, no, I really want to do it. So I went in there, and the first person I saw was this guy with piercings coming out of every body part I could imagine. And so they took me into this room, and I thought I was going to get a pap smear. And I laid down on this table, and he stuck about a 5-inch needle through my navel.
Ah!
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Mighty.
And my friend almost passed out.
I almost passed out just listening to it.
And I was looking at her, I'm like, what?
How much pain was involved?
Well, when it was getting done, it really wasn't that much pain.
Right. Did it get infected?
No. Because he told me, you have to, take really good care of this and, wash it with, antibacterial soap. And I was like, okay. And after I was done, after it was all done, he goes, so are you feeling, dizzy? Or I'm like, yeah, a little bit. He goes, do you want a lemon drop? I'm like, okay.
What is that? You mean the drink or the candy?
Well, I thought he meant a shot. And I was like, yeah, hell yeah. And he just gave me this little piece of candy. And I'm like, what the? is this, you know? And so I left, and then I had to go meet my mom for dinner, and I couldn't even sit down because my pants, like, I couldn't even button them because it hurt so much.
All right. That's a great story, and I love the fact that you didn't leave anything out. Guy offered you a lemon drop, and you took it, and then you went to dinner with mom. Lisa in Upland, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine, thanks.
All right. How old are you, baby?
I'm 31.
31.
Yes, 31.
We'll call that 31.
I am hoping my brother's listening. I'm more than sure he is. But, no, I think when I was 18, I was so naive on the whole piercing of the tongue that I ended up at a dinner, and there was a lot of, like, older people that had no idea that I had it done. And we went to a fish market or, like, some restaurant that we had oysters, and it got caught.
God almighty.
My
Jesus Christ.
Wait a minute. You went to eat oysters the day you got your tongue pierced?
No, I probably had it for a couple of months.
I see. Okay.
I think I was in high school and, you know, someone had it and I thought, oh, that was cool.
That could be really dangerous because the oyster could get stuck on it and then lodge in your throat.
And it did. And I started to, you know, choke on it and I had to put my fingers down my throat and pull it off and it was just... it was almost like a big, like, just, it was... I mean, being that age and just, like, seeing older people look at me like, what is going on? And, you know.
You were 18 when you did that?
Probably eight. Maybe I could have had it for about a year, but the most embarrassing in front of, you know, 20 people. People were in suits, and, you know, I just didn't think that would have happened.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I know. Kind of funny, but
yeah.
I think that's wild.
I never even thought about that food could get caught on it.
Yeah, and I think even with my mom, I probably... hit it for about a year and a half, and I think I was sleeping one day, and she said she was going to go get wire cutters to cut it out because she didn't know I had it, and she was appalled by it, you know, wanted to, like, what's wrong with my daughter? Why would she put this in her tongue? And I think everything's kind of gone downhill, but no, I mean, for the most part, it was just kind of a learning lesson. And
now, when you took it out, how quickly did your tongue heal?
Honestly, I'm 31 now, and I could probably still put it in if I just kind of, you know, push
it. Is that right? So you think the hole is still there?
I could see it. Yeah, it's still there.
Could you put a straw through there? And
No. Maybe a toothpick, but no.
Oh, Christ.
But no, funny story with the oyster. So
but that's great. But why did you get it? I mean, was it? Did you want to project the fact that you're open for business when it comes to
not at all. I was still a senior in high school, and I didn't even really realize that kind of, you know, what it was projecting. But I did it because I had someone that I saw, you know, that I went to school had it done, and I was like, I'm 18. My parents gave me $50. They went on vacation, and I went and did it.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, kind of stupid, kind of funny.
All right. Well, you know, that's a great story. The oyster story is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for calling, baby.
All right. There she
goes, everybody. All right. We got to take a small break. We'll come back and talk to John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim Conway Jr. Show.
Oh, Bubbo.
On 97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And joining us from the John and Jeff Show are John and Jeff. Nice to see you, fellas.
Jimmy.
What's up, Tim?
Yeah, what's going on with that big show, man?
Pot smokers are not happy with Kellogg's. So a lot of people now are talking about boycotting Kellogg's products because they got rid of Phelps, who's a pot smoker.
That's okay. Right. There are plenty of Doritos left, but Funyuns.
Did you see the Saturday Night Live sketch when they're talking, not the sketch, but Weekend Update?
You know, I don't watch those liberal TV shows. So
crazy conservative. Yeah. But he said, aren't all Kellogg's characters stoners?
Good point.
You know, they said Snap, Crackle, and Pop sounds, you know, they sound like three crack dealers.
You got a tiger running around,
yeah.
You know, all flipped out.
Yeah,
what
exactly.
The hell's going on?
You got the Keeblers inside that house just making cookies all day long.
I mean,
it's all for stoners.
Think about the meeting, you know, the concept meeting for all of those characters back in the day sitting around a boardroom. You don't think they were.
Yeah, you got that big toucan. You know, what's for Fruit Loops?
But are there enough pot smokers to really do some damage against the company?
I don't think so. But you know what? Pot smokers are addicted to Kellogg's. So they can boycott it, but they're still going to go home and sit there and, you know, knock off a box of Rice Krispies.
Well, they can always go the Post route, you know what I mean? Like, are you a Raisin Bran guy, Kellogg's or Post? And which one has the two scoops?
Yeah, two scoops of raisins.
There's
in every...
like Post and right. Kellogg's.
I like Kellogg's, and you remember
which one's that? Which one's
Kellogg's? Sugar Smacks?
Yeah, and then they had to change the name.
Yeah, then they changed it because they didn't like sugar in the title. All right, folks, pot smokers, stay tuned for the John and Jeff show. And it looks like Kellogg's is going to take some heat here. I tell you, man, Kellogg's is so stupid. Just keep the guy around. You know, he's got 14 gold medals. 14 gold medals, I believe. All right, it is the John and Jeff show coming up next. I'll be on tomorrow right after Lycus. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Gina Grad.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. I flow like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up the stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. I'm killing your face. When I play a dope melody, anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit the bulls like a kid don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. The bass kicked in and the Vegas are pumping. Quick to the point, to the point, no faking. Cooking MCs like a pound of bacon. Burning them if they ain't quick and nimble. I go crazy when I hear a cymbal. Hi-hat with a souped up tempo. I'm on a roll and it's time to go solo. Rolling in my 5.0 with my rag top down so my hair can't blow. The girl is on the standby waiting just to say hi. Did it stop? No, I just drive, but I kept going. But so to the next stop, if I'm 11, but I'm heading to the next block. That motherfucker's dead,
yo, so I can take you to A1.
KLSX HD, Los Angeles. Los Angeles. The home of the Adam Carolla Show morning with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank midday. Where Tom Likas drives you home afternoons. On air at 97.1. Online at 97.1FMTalk.com.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.